Hello, everyone, and welcome into the Newsmakers Podcast. This is Nick Castora, Products and Education Editor of the News. Today, we're sitting down with Dennis Brazier, founder of Central Boiler. Dennis is going to discuss wood-burning furnaces, winning an Entrepreneur of the Year award, and more. Let's get to it. Dennis, what does it mean for you to win the Entrepreneur of the Year, the 2016 Upper Midwest Award?
Well, I'm very, very honored. It was a fantastic award for us up here in northern Minnesota. We're sort of isolated from, not necessarily isolated, but we're a long way from the Twin Cities, which is kind of the mecca of Minnesota. And it's very honored to be recognized for the work we've done.
Well, and going into that award, what does it take, and this is a broad question, but what does it take to become a successful entrepreneur in the HVAC business?
Well, I think it's probably very similar to most businesses, but I think thinking back over the last 30 years, it's really never being satisfied with your products or the work you've done, and it's a lot of hard work. You need a lot of innovation, and you don't really want to waste time patting yourselves on the back, so when we get an award like this, I feel pretty humble that we're not... We don't think ourselves as being anything special, but over the years, we've put a lot of work into R&D and being innovative and taking our successes and reinvesting them in the company and just really always moving forward.
Well, and you mentioned moving forward, and a lot of that, I would imagine, is staying abreast of trends in the industry. And just what are some of the biggest trends that you're seeing in the boiler marketplace?
Well, in our industry, the alternative heating industry, and wood burning in particular, just recently, as of the first of this year, the EPA implemented emissions regulations on the products that we sell. That was a good thing. There's a lot of people out there that are really embracing that and liking it because it has brought cleaner, more efficient wood furnaces to the market.
Staying ahead of trends and some of the ones you just mentioned, what does Central Boiler do to make sure they're at the forefront of these things and staying ahead of trends as they take place?
Well, we've always put a lot of effort into building new and better products. And this goes back to the early 2000s when the EPA started a voluntary program. And that voluntary program was developed in conjunction with the manufacturers and some state regulators and such. And we were the first manufacturers to meet the first of the two phases of that program, the emissions level. And we were actually the first manufacturer to meet the second phase, and that was before anybody else met the first phase. And so through the years since then, we have developed more intuitive products and cleaner burning products and better products all around. So we've been sort of on the forefront of that since its inception.
And Central Boiler, you offer wood as a heating fuel. And for our audience that isn't as familiar with that, what led to offering wood furnaces and wood burning furnaces? And how is the response since implementing that as your business model?
Well, it sort of grew out of a need for a better product. We didn't invent the concept of the outdoor wood-burning boiler, but back 30 years ago, when we started, we could see that we could improve on what was being built. Most of the stuff that was being built was very traditional, and it wasn't that convenient, and it wasn't that efficient, mm-hmm. And that's what led us down this path. Since then, it's grew into quite an industry to the point where today the trend seems to be that there are a lot of people who are buying these products that don't necessarily need to save money.
Mm-hmm.
But burning wood for heat, I think it's a internal human passion or nature, if you will, to do that. So there are a lot of people that are doing it for, it's better for the environment. It gives them an opportunity to be outside, to do things with their family, and to essentially self-sustainability. Just recently, we had a NASCAR driver install one of our units on his man cave. So
yeah,
kind of, we get more and more of things like that where people are doing it for not just for saving money.
Well, and I guess that speaks to my next question, which is about the awareness of that option. Where do you think customer awareness is in regards to wood-burning furnaces? Is it something that you largely still have to present to them and bring to them as an option, or is it something you're seeing more, I guess, in the zeitgeist, but that more people are generally aware of?
Well, there are certainly in the areas where wood burning is very popular, most everybody is aware of the outdoor furnaces. One thing that they're not necessarily aware of all the benefits and all the different ways that it can be utilized, from heating your domestic water to radiant floor heat to heating swimming pools, you know, all those types of that is not necessarily easy to heat, which many times means drafty and cold. And once they install this, they're more at ease to set the temperature warmer than they maybe would have without this system. And it just makes their whole life better.
Could you detail some of the biggest advantages involved with installing an outdoor furnace?
Primarily, the biggest advantage is it's the safest way you can heat with wood. And it's also very clean. It takes all of the things that some people feel are negatives about burning wood inside the home and puts them outside the home. Sort of the next big benefit, if you will, is transferring that heat to your home or other buildings through hot water, underground insulated lines. Once you get the hot water in the house, there's so many things that you can do with it. Like I mentioned earlier, you can have radiant floor heat, you can have radiant baseboard heat. The most common is a heat exchanger in your HVAC ductwork. There's just no ends, hot tubs, or virtually anything that requires heat you can do with this furnace.
Dennis, going broadly again here for a minute, you founded Central Boiler in 1984. What's helped the company to succeed and grow in that time period in over 30 years now?
Well, I think really never being satisfied and always pushing forward to better products to do really every aspect of the business better. It takes everything from building your factory to your offices to all aspects of the business, from the financial end to the accounting to the inventory control, all of those things. And probably one of them that is a lot of times overlooked in conversations like this is the human resources side of it. And that's one thing that's really made this company, you know, over the years, certainly are the great people that are here. And we work very hard on the human resource side to have a great company to work for. We were just recently voted one of the top 100 companies in Minnesota to work for. We've got an excellent safety record over the years. I think in the last 15 years, we've only had one accident day loss of work. And we're a Minnesota Mint Sharp company, so out of the roughly 220,000 that would be available for that in Minnesota, we were one of less than 40 who were able to do that. So a lot of those things all put together, and yeah, and a lot of good fortune and great people.
Well, Dennis, if people want to learn more about Central Boiler, where can they turn?
The most information would be if they go to centralboiler.com. Our landline is 1-800-248-4681. We've got a lot of great information and great videos and all that stuff that explain all our products online.
All right. Well, Dennis, we appreciate the time, and thank you for stopping by the podcast.
All right, thank you.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Dennis, learned a bit more about wood-burning furnaces, what it takes to survive as an HVAC entrepreneur, and more. Thanks for listening, and we encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmaker series at achrnews.com or for free on iTunes. For more information, visit www.achrnews.com.